Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the New York Yankees and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Yankees. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Earl Combs. Batting second. The third baseman, Joe Sewell. Batting third. The left fielder, Babe Ruth. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Lou Gehrig. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Ben Chapman. Batting sixth. The catcher, Bill Dickey. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Frankie Crosetti. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Doc Farrell. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Danny McFadden. Pitching for the New York Yankees, Danny McFadden. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Rabbit Warsler. Batting second. The third baseman, Marty McManus. Batting third. The center fielder, Dusty Cook. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Dale Alexander. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Smee Jolly. Batting sixth. The catcher, Rick Farrell. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Roy Johnson. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Bernie Friberg. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Lloyd Brown. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Lloyd Brown. And now, play ball. Earl Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs hits a fly ball into center field. Cook settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Alexander scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Sewell for the out. Two outs. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruth hits a ball on the ground towards second. Friberg picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Friberg. Ruth moves to second. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 2-0, Yankees. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Friberg scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Yankees 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rabbit Warsler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warsler hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Farrell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dusty Cook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cook hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Farrell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dale Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sewell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Yankees 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Bill Dickey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickey hits a fly ball into right field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frankie Crosetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crosetti hits a ball on the ground towards short. Warsler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Doc Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell hits a ball on the ground towards third. McManus fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Yankees 2, and the Red Sox nothing. the Red Sox will come to bat. Smee Jolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jolly hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gehrig scoops it up and throws to first, with McFadden covering, for the out. One out. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell hits a fly ball into left field. Ruth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson takes first base on ball four. Bernie Friberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Friberg hits a fly ball into right field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Yankees 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Danny McFadden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McFadden hits a ball on the ground towards third. McManus fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Earl Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs is 0 for 1 in the game. Combs hits a ball on the ground towards first. Alexander scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Combs for the out. Two outs. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0 for 1 in the game. Sewell hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Cook. Sewell reaches second base with a double. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruth is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Ruth hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Freiberg scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Yankees 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Lloyd Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Farrell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rabbit Warsler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warsler is 0 for 1 in the game. Warsler hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Farrell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. McManus hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dusty Cook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cook is 0 for 1 in the game. Cook hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Combs. Cook reaches second base with a double. McManus goes all the way around to score. It's 2-1 Yankees. Dale Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 0 for 1 in the game. Alexander hits a ball on the ground towards short. Crosetti scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Yankees 2, and the Red Sox 1. The Yankees will come to bat. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Gehrig hits a ball on the ground for a single. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0 for 1 in the game. Chapman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Warsler misplays the ball. That's an error on Warsler. Gehrig moves to second. Bill Dickey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickey is 0 for 1 in the game. Dickey hits a ball on the ground towards first. Alexander scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Dickey for the out. Gehrig moves to third. Chapman moves to second. One out. Frankie Crosetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crosetti is 0 for 1 in the game. Crosetti hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Cook who is chasing the ball. Crosetti reaches third base with a triple. Gehrig scores. Chapman scores. It's 4-1, Yankees. Doc Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0 for 1 in the game. Farrell hits a fly ball towards right. Johnson catches it and throws to home to double up Crosetti. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Yankees 4, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Smee Jolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jolly is 0 for 1 in the game. Jolly hits a fly ball into center field. Combs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0 for 1 in the game. Farrell hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Farrell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Crosetti scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Yankees 4, and the Red Sox 1. The Yankees will come to bat. Danny McFadden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McFadden is 0 for 1 in the game. McFadden hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Brown fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Earl Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs is 0 for 2 in the game. Combs hits a pop-up towards short. Warsler settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Warsler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Yankees 4, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bernie Freiberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freiberg is 0 for 1 in the game. Freiberg hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lloyd Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0 for 1 in the game. Brown hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Freiberg moves to second. Rabbit Warsler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warsler is 0 for 2 in the game. Warsler hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Freiberg moves to third. Brown moves to second. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. McManus hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Dickey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dusty Cook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cook is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Cook hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gehrig scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Cook for the out. Freiberg scores. Brown moves to third. Warsler moves to second. Two outs. It's 4-2, Yankees. Dale Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 0 for 2 in the game. Alexander hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Brown scores. Warsler scores. It's Yankees, 4, Red Sox, 4. Smee Jolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jolly is 0 for 2 in the game. Jolly hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Farrell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Yankees 4, and the Red Sox 4. The Yankees will come to bat. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruth is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Ruth takes first base on ball 4. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Gehrig hits a pop-up towards third. McManus settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0 for 2 in the game. Chapman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Warsler fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Yankees 4, and the Red Sox 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0 for 2 in the game. Farrell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Crosetti scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Farrell fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bernie Freiberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Johnson. The throw from Dickey and he is out, Crosetti applying the tag. Two outs. Bernie Freiberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freiberg is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Freiberg hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McFadden fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Yankees 4, and the Red Sox 4. The Yankees will come to bat. Bill Dickey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickey is 0 for 2 in the game. Dickey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Freiberg scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Frankie Crosetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crosetti is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Crosetti hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Freiberg scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Doc Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0 for 2 in the game. Farrell hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Freiberg settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Yankees 4, and the Red Sox 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Lloyd Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Brown hits a fly ball into center field. Combs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rabbit Warsler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warsler is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Warsler hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. McManus hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Farrell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Warsler moves to second. Two outs. Dusty Cook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cook is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Cook hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 6-4, Red Sox. Dale Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Alexander hits a ball on the ground towards short. Crosetti scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Yankees 4. The Yankees will come to bat. Red Ruffing pinch hits for Danny McFadden. Red Ruffing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruffing takes first base on ball 4. Samuel Bird pinch runs for Red Ruffing. Earl Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs is 0 for 3 in the game. Combs hits a fly ball into right field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Sewell hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Freiberg reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruth is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Ruth hits a ball on the ground towards first. Alexander scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Ruth for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Yankees 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Russ Van Atten now pitching. Smee Jolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jolly is 0-for-3 in the game. Jolly hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tom Oliver pinch runs for Smee Jolly. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0-for-3 in the game. Farrell bunts towards the mound. Van Atta fields it and throws to first for the out. Oliver moves to second. One out. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Johnson hits a fly ball into left field. Ruth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bernie Freiberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freiberg is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Freiberg is walked intentionally. Lloyd Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Brown takes first base on ball 4. Oliver moves to third. Freiberg moves to second. Rabbit Warsler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warsler is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. Warsler hits a fly ball into right field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Yankees 4. The Yankees will come to bat. Tom Oliver now playing center field. Dusty Cook now playing right field. Roy Johnson now playing left field. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Gehrig hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Brown fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0-for-3 in the game. Chapman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Gehrig moves to second. Bill Dickey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickey is 0-for-3 in the game. Dickey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Freiberg scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Gehrig moves to third. Chapman moves to second. One out. Tony Lazzari pinch hits for Frankie Crosetti. Tony Lazzari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazzari hits a pop-up, foul, for a double play. Gehrig scores. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 6, and New York Yankees, 5. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.